My name is Michael Keller. I'm Secretary General of the International Seed Federation.
Michael, we're here in Nice this week for the ISF World Seed Congress. You've been Secretary General since 2015. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to today, 2019. What's the one thing ISF has accomplished over the last year that you're most proud of?
I think, first of all, it's difficult to say one thing. For me, the most important thing is that we are bringing together the seed industry from around the world to align and to promote our positions. And perhaps one thing which is for me and for us, the sector, the most important thing is that we are able to continue also in future to bring improved varieties on the market. That means we need to be able to continue with innovation. And therefore, the one thing perhaps which is really significantly impacting our business is all the discussions on the regulations about latest breeding methods. And during the last year, we had many countries also in South America who put in place a legislation or a regulation which will allows us, our sector, to continue to innovate. And to have this happening and to have also discussions in Japan, in South Korea, but all together within the seed industry, with our partners, with the governments, to get the right regulation to allow us to bring innovation on the market. I think there I'm really proud on.
The theme of this year's Congress was where knowledge flows. What was the thinking behind that theme?
The thinking behind the theme, first of all, it's clear we are here in an area. The seaside is not far away. That means we have the water flowing. But at the same time, it gave us a little bit the idea that what do we want is also that expertise is flowing, that we have open discussions. We are engaging together. And this idea, cooperation, collaboration, that's the theme of this year. The idea is really we as a seed sector cannot do it alone. We need to do it with our partners, with the international organizations, with NGOs, with farmers associations, with food and feed value chain, to be able to, at the end, achieve our vision, which is our vision. It's making quality seed accessible to all, supporting sustainable agriculture and food security. And therefore, the theme is really doing it together in an open-minded spirit.
What's the biggest challenge ISF faces right now, and how do you plan to tackle that?
I think there is, first of all, you know, we are just coming out from a press reception. It's very important that we are engaging. Our sector needs to engage. Our sector needs to explain. We need to engage with consumers. We need to engage with the media to explain from where we are coming, what we are doing, what can be our contribution or is our contribution to this topic of sustainable agriculture and food security. That means we need to gain somehow, many of our members are calling this the license to operate. You know, this license to operate, to be able to continue to do how we are doing since many years to contribute to the goals. And I think, therefore, engagement is important, communication is important, and collaboration is important.
Along that vein, in 2015, the United Nations laid out its Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs, which are an urgent call for action by all countries in a global partnership. Why should the seed industry be concerned about these goals?
Because I think, you know, our vision is clear. What is our vision? Food security and sustainable agriculture. When you now look on the Sustainable Development Goals, many things are incoming. Many of these sustainable development goals, like zero hunger, no poverty, life on land, climate action, or collaboration, you can find it within our vision. And I think many of our members are not aware of the sustainable development goals. I think many people are not aware of them. But however, I think it's a frame which is set by the United Nations, which should somehow guide us. And we are yet contributing today. But I think we can strengthen our contribution to achieve this zero hunger, no poverty, and all the rest in 2030. But there is where we are saying also to governments, yes, we need also everywhere on the national level the right discussions, the right set of regulation, also supply chains, markets for the farmers. That means this is a discussion where we need the frame to be able to continue to innovate, to contribute, to bring in what we can do at our level. And therefore, I think it's perfectly fitting with our vision and to strengthen and to bridge more our vision with the SDGs. I think that's what we try to do here this year.
So how do we find and exploit opportunities for alignment between the seed industry and the sustainable development goals? How do we do that?
How we do that, I think we have to break it then down and look on the different topics you have. You know, we have, for instance, when you talk a topic about life on land or no poverty, who is concerned about this? It's the farmers. Very often farmers. Farmers in many countries of the world, smaller farmers are very poor persons. And therefore we think, you know, when we are working on a topic like seed choice for farmer, where it's about informing farmers of improved varieties, being able perhaps to create a supply chain or to create a market with the farmer, not only us, but also the public sector, but also the whole value chain. I think here, if we are able to do this, we are not only able to bring improved varieties to farmer, but he will have also perhaps earn more money and somehow secure his livelihood. And he can be able to pay for his children to go to school or elsewhere. You know, I think when you break it down, all these SDGs, not all of them, but most of them, you can find perhaps a part the seed sector can play in its engagement with farmers or in research or others where we can support these sustainable development goals. Perhaps last thing on this one is, you know, you have the sustainable development goal number 2, it's zero hunger, but there you have yet the target which we should achieve, which is this preservation of biodiversity. And, you know, biodiversity is a key topic for our industry. And there we have a lot of discussion also about the access, the use, but also the conservation of genetic resources. And here, the daily basis, we are invested and we are bringing our knowledge, but we are also conserving genetic resources. And I think here it's typically the topic also, we are ready to go further and we need to have the right discussions with the government on this access, use and conservation of genetic resources. It needs to be done together.
Next year, the World Seed Congress heads to South Africa. What's the one major accomplishment you want to see happen between now and then?
Africa being present. It could be simple like this. For me, the priority is we need, you know, when you look the seed sector around the world, it's dynamic. There are changes. The context is changes, but you have also a very dynamic seed sector around the world, except potentially with some exception in some countries in Africa. I think Africa should be also be part of our international family. When you look at the participants here in the International Seed Congress, you have not a lot of people coming from Africa. You have some from North Africa. You have from South Africa. You have from Kenya. You have some from Zimbabwe. You have some from Tanzania or now from Senegal. I'm very happy to welcome Senegal. But there are many, many countries missing. You know, I was just 4 weeks ago in Nigeria. It's a beautiful county. It's a lot of still arable land available. But, hey, they're looking for a vibrant seed sector. If we are able to somehow scale up, support the building or the structure of seed sector in the different countries in Africa to support the smaller farmers would be wonderful. That means for us, the goal is to bring in more African participants, to bring in more, perhaps even farmers, to explain what we are doing, that we can engage and that we can show our support for the continent of Africa.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.